This is Tom Murray with a WGXC News update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. After being criticized on weather and climate issues lately, Governor Andrew Cuomo released a long press release Tuesday, December 9th, detailing the state's response to the current nor'easter. With 8 to 10 more inches of snow forecast before a winter storm warning ends 7 a.m. Thursday, December 11th, Cuomo released 1,000 words detailing the state's response. The New York State Thruway Authority has 345 large and medium-sized snowplows, 555 snowplow operators, and 116,000 tons of salt deployed across New York State for storm response and recovery efforts. The Thruway is deploying 12 heavy plows from the lower Hudson Valley. About 600 customers statewide lost power by the afternoon of Tuesday, December 9th, and 110 additional line crews are standing by in central Hudson's service territory. The New York State Public Service Commission is extending its call center helpline hours on Wednesday, December 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 1-800-342-3377. The governor is urging motorists to stay home if possible, but check online at 511.com for travel information. Scott Waldman reports in Capital New York that the State Public Service Commission once again delayed making a decision on the proposed merger of Comcast and Time Warner, releasing an agenda for a December 11th meeting without the vote. But since Thursday's meeting is the last of the year, it may be approved as, quote, if the commission declines to vote on the merger by December 31st, it could automatically take effect, unquote, the story says. Critics of the merger have said it may create a monopoly that will drive cable and internet prices higher. It is the second time the PSC has delayed a decision on the matter, and it could still vote on the merger by the end of the year if it calls a special session or issues a one-commissioner order. Thursday's meeting will be webcast live. There's a link at newsroom.wgxc.org. You can read the full story in Capital New York. There are some town meetings scheduled for Wednesday, December 10th. Of course, with the weather, you should call ahead and make sure they are still scheduled. The Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 10th. The Germantown Board of Education meets at 6:30 p.m. Germantown High School on December 10th. Also on Wednesday, the Ghent Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. at the Ghent Town Hall. The Ghent Planning Board meets there too at 7 p.m. Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting is in Copake at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, December 10th. Go to wgxc.org/events or newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about all of this and more. I'm Tom Rowe reporting.